Hi, welcome to Connect 2017. My name is Raju, and I'm a program manager with the Outlook ecosystem team. Today, I'm going to show you a simple yet very powerful technology called Actionable Messages. Almost every day, we receive emails from various products and services, ranging from expense reports to task notifications. Yet almost all of these are static emails with a link. You click on the link, it launches a browser, you're forced to log in before being redirected to a page where you can take the action. Even to perform the simplest of tasks, you have to go through a complex multi-step workflow which ruins your productivity. What if you could approve an expense report or mark a task as complete without having to leave Outlook? Well, with actionable messages, you can. Let's see how. Here, I have an actionable message from an Office 365 Trello connector. I can quickly add a comment and update my task without even leaving Outlook, and all my changes would magically show up in Trello. Now I can click on the View in Trello link. The comment and the due date that we added from Outlook reflect right here within the Trello task. Isn't that cool? Over the next few minutes, I will show you how you can leverage actionable messages in your products and workflows by building a simple expense approval system. And to do that, let's head out to dev.outlook.com. To implement actionable messages, you need to follow three simple steps. The first step is to design your card. Designing a card is as simple as declaring a JSON markup. We will use the card playground to design the card. So the card playground provides a set of pre-canned templates that I can flip through. So here I see the Trello card created example. So in here, you will notice that every element of this card is completely generated out of the JSON payload. I can make quick edits and it reflects right there in the preview pane. You would also notice that like the four actions that we see here is completely provided declaratively. So let's begin with the simplest of actions, the View in Trello action. So the View in Trello action is a simple open URI action. All it does is like launches a target URL when clicked. We also have like other actions like add a comment action, which is a HTTP post action. When every time I add a comment, it does a HTTP post to the target endpoint with the information present in the input fields defined by the JSON markup here. So for the purpose of this demo, I have designed a card for my expense reporting system. And it looks like this. The second step is to send the card to yourself. I can do that by clicking on send via email, which would send a simple email with the card markup to me. All it does is add the JSON markup within a script tag and insert into a HTML document that is going to be your email body. So in here, I have a simple PowerShell script that does the same. Now I'm going to send a simple email to myself. If we head back into Outlook, we see the actionable message. Note that the actionable message renders natively in Outlook Web as well as the Outlook 2016 client. This is how the actionable message renders within the Outlook desktop client. Now let's go ahead and try the actions. I click on the decline action and it gives a friendly error message that says target URL is not set. So now we need to go to step 3, which is wire up your card actions to your service. So if you noticed, when I defined the card markup, I had left the target URL for the decline action as empty. And if you notice, I have like provided like a simple target URL for my approve action. So all it does right now is like receive a HTTP post request and send an empty response. Now, I'm going to add some code. And ensure that it returns an empty response with a header that has like a success message. Now, if I go back to Outlook and try to approve the report, I see the success message that was returned by the target URL. Well, this is great, but I still see the approve and decline buttons. Wouldn't it be great if I can remove the approve and decline buttons and show a completely new card? Well, the actionable message framework allows you to do that. For the purpose of this demo, I have returned a response card that shows up when the report is approved. I'll go ahead and add some code which will allow me to send the new card payload in response to the accept action. Now if I go back to Outlook and click on approve, you will see that the new card that was returned by the target URL completely refreshes and replaces the old card. Implementing an actionable message is as easy as that. Finally, to be able to send actionable messages to others, you need to register your service email address at our developer dashboard. You will find the link to our developer dashboard at dev.outlook.com. On popular demand, we enable the ability to refresh a card even before the user sees it, allowing you to always keep your content fresh. We also added the ability to launch an Outlook add-in directly from an actionable message. Now, let's look at some of the new features coming your way. The biggest and most significant improvement is that actionable messages would soon support adaptive cards. Adaptive is a standard card format adopted by multiple products such as Outlook, Skype, Teams, Cortana, and many more. It allows you to create beautiful cards that are pixel perfect to your designer's requirements. You can learn more about it at adaptivecards.io. Actionable messages are currently available in the Outlook web and Outlook 2016. We are working actively to enable it in Outlook mobile as well as groups for Outlook 2016. Now that you have learnt about actionable messages, it's a good time for you to think of scenarios where you can improve your products and workflows. You would find all the help you need at dev.outlook.com. If you have any questions, you can ask us on Stack Overflow using the tag Outlook Actions. Go ahead and make the best use of actionable messages. And thank you for watching.